Welcome once again to Cherish Ephesians 6:4, and the title of this week's article is The Blessing or Curse of the Education You Chose. Last week was graduation week, and I had the joy of seeing another class graduate from the school I labored at for 22 years. Due to another family commitment, I was not able to get to the school in time to enjoy the graduation ceremony, but did get some time afterwards with the parents and students that I had known for many years. The ceremony was held in the school gymnasium, and as I walked in, I observed and experienced a variety of emotions. Our school is academically rigorous, and for some students and their parents, the work that they had to put in strained them for many years. For others, it was easier, but still a challenge. In either case, the euphoria that comes with crossing the finish line of a marathon was on the faces of students and their parents. Many had been at the school for a good number of years, and a handful had attended since kindergarten, a grand total of 13 years. There was also the great sigh of relief that they no longer had papers to write and examinations to take, and there was that great sense of accomplishment. But for me, the best part of the day was the speech from the valedictorian. Because I showed up late, I did not hear it live. But thanks to the recording that was posted on YouTube the following day, I was able to enjoy it from home. He spoke of his time at the school and the formation of his own character as it was cultivated over his 13 years. He gave thanks for his teachers and the time and investment that they made in him, and the security and comfort of coming back to the school he knew and trusted each year. But what he really wanted to stress was how the school taught him to reason, that is, to think deeply about the world within the context of biblical truth. For me, and I'm sure everyone that works at the school, his words validated every day's effort of helping parents train their children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. It was the evidence of what God can do when faithful teachers teach all of the subjects within the glorious framework of the Bible. As in previous years, I walked out of the building and reflected on the fact that what had just happened in this 400-student Christian school was not being duplicated elsewhere in our county, a county that presently has more than 41,000 school-aged children. Now, that's not entirely true, because we have to also factor into our calculation that there are about 2,000 Christian homeschool families in our county. So maybe the number of kids being Christian schooled is about 2,400. And if you do a little basic math on this graduation week, you will see that there are less than 6% of the students in our county attending a Christian school, a county that many would call a Christian county. Now, sure, there are people who can't afford our Christian school tuition and other families that can't do Christian homeschooling. But there are many who can and choose not to. Clearly, there is something terribly wrong. As I thought about this sad reality, the joy and thanksgiving that I had coming out of the gymnasium after the ceremony quickly changed to lamentation. There's a lot to think about when it comes to educational decisions, so I have written and recorded a number of podcast episodes for Christian parents to consider. There are no do-overs on your child's education. When they get to graduation day, you will be faced with a child that has been blessed by your educational decisions or cursed. I'm going to get you started with something that I recorded called 10 Ways to Harden a Child's Heart Toward God. It's only 18 minutes long, so you might be able to have a quick listen while on the way to work or when you go for a walk or work out or whatever. So I've listed the link below. You may also notice that the episode is one of 6 episodes on the topic of education. The entire podcast is titled, Cherish Ephesians 6:4 Presents Critical Considerations for Christian Parents About Your Child's Education. Again, there is a lot there to consider, and I hope you will listen to each episode. In addition to that series of episodes, I now have 11 other separate podcast shows that I'm filling with audio episodes about various topics to help Christian parents. For instance, I'm seeing quite a few plays on Cherish Ephesians 6:4 Presents Thoughts for Young Men. This is based on a wonderful booklet written by the great pastor J.C. Ryle. And you can find that one on the link that I've listed below in this article. Some of you may know that last week I released a new podcast on managing money. That one is called Cherish Ephesians 6:4 Presents Choose Your Master, God or Money. You can find that one by going here, and I've listed the link in the article. In the weeks ahead, I'll be highlighting one episode each week from various Cherish Ephesians 6:4 Presents podcasts on topics such as how can I stop losing it with my kids, or angry children. I have one called Family Feuds, How to Respond. Another one by J.C. Ryle called Duties of Parents. And then one also called From Religion to Christ by the late Peter Jeffrey to talk about truly what the gospel is compared to religion. And by the way, I apologize to all the non-Apple people who may not be able to get to these podcasts on Google Play or in some other way. And Lord willing, we'll soon have all of this up on the Cherish Ephesians 6:4 website. Thanks for listening.